Welcome to this Sunday program in the presence of His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, and I'm also here. That's to do. We are having a special program, as you can see. It will be an initiation ceremony today. We have two candidates. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj will offer initiation to Driti, who is sitting on that side, and all effulgent. And on this side, equally effulgent, we have Bhakti Giri, who today also will receive initiation. And for this occasion, we have also offered him saffron cloth, which he is wearing now. But at this point, I'm actually giving it to him with my blessing. Such saffron cloth is quite a blessing, because it is the garb of those who dedicate their lives to Krishna and who minimize their involvement with the material energy to whatever is necessary for keeping body and soul together, and otherwise for the service of the Lord. So those who desire to make life simple, they are choosing to live this life of either a brahmachari or sometimes the order of sannyas is also awarded to a very experienced renunciant. The initiation is a very nice occasion, and all of you have come, maybe not with that idea, but you have come to bless, because and you might think, well, how can we bless? But you can, because you have all done something for Krishna, and therefore your credit for Krishna, your service for Krishna is what can attract Krishna. Therefore you kindly bless these devotees that they may bring their vows to success. The goal of life in Chaitanya Charitamrita is defined as prema pumartha mahan. The goal of life is defined as developing love of God. So the purpose of the initiation is that. However, we see that Srila Prabhupada came up with another motto. Srila Prabhupada's motto we find in the name of his magazine. Srila Prabhupada published a magazine in the 1940s, and even during wartime, with great difficulty, he managed to publish his Back to Godhead magazine, which is kind of a long name for a magazine, right? Most magazines have shorter names, Life, Time, you know, it's like one word. You would say, Back to Godhead, shouldn't it just be Godhead? No, it must be Back to Godhead, because Back to Godhead is truly, is in one word, or in three words rather, capturing Prabhupada's mission. Capturing Prabhupada's mission. Namely, even if we are not attaining love to Godhead now, purely, fully, then there's mercy. And then by mercy of the Supreme Lord, may we return back to the spiritual world, where all living beings are absorbed in love of God. Here in this world, where is it found that someone is filled with love of God. Where is it found? But in the spiritual world, it is the standard of life. So this is our aim and our goal. In order to attain that goal, we require to prepare, because we are so far away from that ideal. We are lovers of gold, not of God. Lovers of the material world, lovers of so many things in this world. Therefore, purification is required. A change of heart is required. That change of heart is particularly brought about by the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Nam nam yavati shakti papanirarane are atavat kritum avapnuti patakam pataki naraha. That verse is stating that by simply chanting the holy name of the Lord once, more sins will be destroyed than one can commit in a lifetime. The Vedic literatures explain that every action has a reaction. And it is said that aparabdha phalam papam kutam vidam phalam mukam kramaneva praniyata vishnu bhaktiya tatmanam. That all these reactions to our sinful activities, they become stored in the heart. And thus, gradually the heart becomes filled with darkness. Gradually there is a burden in the heart. That burden in the heart, we all know very well. We all carry it with us to an extent. And that burden in the heart is being relieved by this chanting of the holy name. It is the principal means for becoming relieved from all these sinful activities. There is no other process in this age. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in his book Harinam Chintamani, where he speaks about the touchstone of the holy name, glorifying the holy name and mentioning the potency of the holy name. He says, in this world, there are only two. There is Jiva, the living being. That's us. We are all Jivas, living beings, spirit souls. There is the Jiva, and there is the holy name. That's all. He said, actually, nothing else is there. Everything else is just in the mind. All happening in the mind. Not that this material energy is not factual. It is. The floor is the floor, and it's hard, and we can feel it. It's very tangible. It's there. But for how long will it be there? I remember I used to come here to Cape Town. This floor wasn't here. There was another floor, some squeaky floor. Not something like this. Now we have a nice solid floor. This floor is also the energy of Krishna. But that energy is manifest for some time and then not manifest. But the holy name is the form of the Lord that is fully transcendental, that is fully manifest, and all the potencies of the Lord are present in that holy name. All the potencies are present. Nam nam. Akari bahudani cha sarva shakti satarpitani amata smaranena karma. All the powers of the Lord are fully present within that name. It is in that name that the Lord has invested his transcendental mercy, and it is in that name that all the potency is there to lift us up. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, there is nothing in this world but the living entity and the holy name. So this is the source of our strength. This initiation, therefore, is known as Harinam. It is at this time, or sometimes mantra diksha, that at this time we will give the Harinam, we'll give the holy name. That holy name. One might say, oh, but I, you know, sometimes I'm thinking of a birthday where you get a gift in a big package and you open it up, and then inside there's something, you already have it, you know. And you try to smile, oh, how nice. And then I think, oh gosh, I already have that. So when we are giving the holy name here in this yajna, you might also think, well, you know, Maharaj, actually I already got it. I got it long ago, I've been chanting it for ages every day, long before this initiation. Yes, but there is a difference, because at the time of initiation we are getting the holy name along with the prayer of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master now prays to Krishna, please, please accept the chanting of this devotee. That helps, of course, because if it just depends on the quality of our chanting, well, I don't know. If, I mean, Krishna does say in scripture that even when the holy name is chanted imperfectly, one still gets the benefit. So Krishna is generous, but sometimes our offerings are of poor quality. So that is an important principle, to somehow or other chant the holy name in quality. In the temple, Srila Prabhupada has also given us deities, and along with the deities a program, and that program includes Mangalarti, it includes Tulsi Puja, and every day at the same time, every day, early, 4:30, and then after there is the chanting. So every day also at the same time. That is important, to have regulation in the chanting, because by regulation, by regularly chanting in a schedule, we conquer the mind. Otherwise the mind goes here, there, and everywhere. Chanchalam himala Krishna. The mind is restless. So in this way we are chanting in a regular way, so that we can chant with concentration. The essence in chanting is to chant attentively. And Srila Prabhupada explains that attentive chanting means to hear oneself chanting. So that's really significant. Not just try to fix the mind on the chanting, because that's very difficult. Mind goes here, there, and everywhere. But the ear, by hearing ourselves chanting, the mind becomes fixed. So this initiation, our principal connection is this holy name. That's our principal connection with Krishna. It is our taking shelter of the holy name that will do it. So, Padma Purana is also referring to offenses to be avoided in chanting to get the desired success, which is Krishna praying. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bhavana Janmana Kariyari Ashravana Kirtanam Dhutina Bhaya Krishna Prima Pada Prima Danan. That one may chant for many, many births, but one will not attain the desired success of this chanting, which is Krishna praying, if one is committing offenses in the chanting. So the first one to be avoided is blaspheming the devotees. Devotees devotees are not ordinary people. Devotees are making a sacrifice for Krishna. Therefore, they are saintly persons. Now, someone who's been around for a while may say, yeah, I used to think like that. You know, I used to come to the temple and I used to think they're all saintly persons, but now I know. I know their character. They're not as saintly as they look, Maharaj. No, they're not. We see so many faults in them. Such faults are of no importance. It is said when there's a log of wood which is burning in fire, there's no point in looking at that wood. We see this wood there, it's about to be burnt. Now someone may sit there and say, look at that wood, it's all crooked, and look at that, it's got cracks, and look at that, it's got holes. Doesn't look like very good quality wood. But I guarantee to you, it doesn't matter, because it will burn to ashes. So if we see faults in a devotee, we should not worry about it, because they will all burn to ashes in the fire of bhakti. Therefore, since the devotee is engaged in the process of bhakti, devotees are already considered saintly, and therefore we overlook their faults. So this spirit of overlooking faults and glorifying people for their good qualities, this is what one needs to stay a devotee. Sometimes the question is raised, how can you avoid becoming burned out? This is the answer, is seeing the good qualities in the devotees and overlooking the faults. Then one will always remain filled with enthusiasm. But if we make this offense of blaspheming devotees, then little by little our heart will dry up, and as a result we'll lose our taste in devotional service and we'll struggle and struggle. Second offense, consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal or independent to the name of Vishnu. The demigods, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are extremely powerful, way beyond the power of any ordinary living being. However, they also are subjected to samsara, to the cycle of birth and death. It is therefore only Lord Vishnu who can grant liberation. Therefore, we are Vaishnavas who worship Lord Vishnu who can grant liberation. Still, even Lord Vishnu cannot award love of God. Therefore, we are worshipping Krishna as our Ishtadeva. And we are exclusively taking shelter of Krishna and not of any of the demigods. Our faith is deposited in Krishna. In all respects, to all the devatas, we will offer. But Krishna is our worshipable Lord and our only shelter. Third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. Goes without say. The spiritual master is our guide. He is our well-wisher. He is the captain of the boat of transcendental knowledge. So, if one is not following the guidance of such a captain, then there are so many dangers. Then one can smash on the rocks of Vaishnava Bharat or be dragged away by currents of material desire and so on and so on. So that instruction of the spiritual master is important. Fourth offense, blaspheme the Vedic literature. All Vedic literature is to be respected. Still, Traigunya Visaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. Some of the Vedic literature is Traigunya, is part of the three modes of material nature. Like Vastu and Ayurveda. Vastu deals with Vedic architecture. Ayurveda deals with long life, health. Sounds good, long life. sounds better than curing diseases. And Vedic astrology and all these things, these are secondary. Many Vedic scriptures are giving us incomplete knowledge. The ultimate of all Vedic scriptures are those scriptures that describe pure devotional service to Krishna. And such scriptures are Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu translated, especially the Prabhupada, is the nectar of devotion, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada gave so much importance to these four books at the time of initiation that he would have four brahmanas sit at the corners reading from these books during the yajna. I don't know if you'll do it today, but if not, I'll mentally invoke these brahmanas. Let them be there. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna imagination. The holy name is Krishna. There's no doubt about it. He is Krishna fully. As much as that, of course, the mind doesn't really appreciate that, but the intelligence should appreciate. So when the mind is sort of falling asleep on the chanting of the holy name, the intelligence should say, wait a minute, the holy name is Krishna fully. One who has that conviction will realize the full import of the holy name. Sixth offense gives some mundane interpretation on the holy name. One can try, give so many mystical explanations, but basically the holy name is Krishna, the son of Yasoda, the son of Nanda. As simple as that. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, nothing else, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. This is compared to the baiting of the elephant who goes into the river, takes a full bath, has his shower with him, and just nicely has a big shower and everything, and then on the bank of the river realizes that it forgot its towel and takes the dust of the riverbank to dry itself. Oh, that's the point of the whole shower. Yeah. So, if we are undergoing a process of purification and awakening our attachment to Krishna, then by committing sinful activities, we interfere with that process. And in fact, Krishna withdraws, because the holy name is not mechanical, it is Krishna, we said before. And what happens is, Krishna withdraws from the name and leaves an empty shell. And there you are, cheating, like not following spiritual life, sinful activities, and chanting, and no effect. Because Krishna is withdrawn, and all you have left is an empty shell. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains. So one must be mindful to remain dedicated to a life of purity. For that there will be regulative principles which we will be asked to follow, which the candidates will promise. The ninth offense is to preach to the faithless. Lord Chaitanya's movement is a preaching movement, and lots of people are faithless, and you know, if you can't preach to the faithless, then what to do? No, we cannot preach about the intimate matters of Krishna consciousness. That's for devotees. But we can present Bhagavad Gita, and we can present the holy name, and we can present the principles of purity to anyone and everyone, and tell the world this message: you are not the body, you are eternal spirit soul, you are the eternal servant of Krishna. Now you are entangled in these sinful activities of meat eating, of gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. These things will somehow or other entrap you in more and more suffering. Stop it. immediately, without delay. This is self-destructive. The tenth offense in the holy name is to maintain material attachments even after receiving so many instructions on this matter. Well, I like to illustrate this maintaining material attachments to seeing our material desires like a pet. You know, sometimes you see these people walking with a dog which is sort of like overly fat and just like a big round thing with four legs. When we feed the material desires, they become big and strong. We may have material desires, but we don't act upon them, because by acting upon them, we feed them and become more and more entangled. And our attachment grows, and the result is new anattas, new impurities will develop within the heart. Don't close. So in conclusion, and then Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj will speak. Sisi Nitarama Pachanda Ki. So in conclusion, let us chant very seriously. Let us also understand that we are members of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Gili is a book distributor. Bhakti Gili is a book distributor. That is very nice, because that is pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. That is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada and also to me. And Lady, I think. Yeah, confirmed, very important. So all of us, you know, the whole parampara, Krishna himself, and the whole parampara are very pleased with this book distribution. So somehow or other, my humble request is, please carry on with this. It will bring so many blessings upon you. It will bring so many blessings upon others. It is like, even if sometimes it's difficult, it is sometimes difficult. But now that you've started, please carry on, my humble request. Such a wonderful, wonderful blessing in Srila Prabhupada's books. Then you yourself also read. Prabhupada sometimes mentioned that his one complaint, he had one complaint. My one complaint is that my disciples are not reading my books. The one complaint. So let us keep that in mind also. One cannot continue to distribute books unless one reads these books. In fact, the two go hand in hand. The more one reads the books, the more one can share the knowledge, and then the books start to distribute themselves. They'll find people. So it's a matter of getting absorbed, deeply absorbed, and that is very wonderful. So with that, with all the blessings, I'll turn it over to Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, who will then speak.